Spirit of the law, Abdallah,
and Moshe Shabbos.
We're still in Parshas Vayetze, but very, very, very much at the end.
And can this be in the merit of the soldiers in Gaza and those that are down south?
Sure. Abdallah has four brachas. This alludes to four different elements that this bracha relates to. The mouth, which is wine. The nose, smell, with the summit. His eyes, sight, is
Eish,
that's right. And Havdalah is in a person's understanding. That's the Tashbetz brings this idea. Supposed to ascend. We have to climb. First we start, right, one level, the mouth, move up to the thing that's called the nose, then you have the sight, and then you have the hearing, as it were, the understanding, you're able to see the difference. So the custom is, the Yitin Lecha, each one says in his home. The Reed said, they used to say it over a cup on Abdallah, they would say it in a cup. He said, the custom is to say 130 times, Elio Hanavi. Praise that saying this is a big tikkun for the nefesh and saves the person from Gehenna. It helps memory and all sorts of other things. And obviously, saying Elio Hanavi so many times is definitely an expression of Shema Tzadikim. As for sure as Gehenna, which you find the person says in the Tzadik, he takes to the channel the Tzadik created.
So when does he say? Was it 130 times saying
Elio Hanavi?
Elio Hanavi. When does he say that? Before?
Could be before, it could be after. Everyone in his house was 130 times Elio Hanavi.
130 or just 30?
130. He said Elio Hanavi, I'm sorry, Zachor L'Tov is what he said. Now Anavi Zachor L'Tov. Remember his remembrance. Mentioning him should be for good. May be remembered for good. So those four words times 130 is 400. There's also 390. There's another 10 in there though, because there's 10 letters to the Arnavi. So he said that nullifies the 400 men of Esau. World of Kitsufim, Rebbe says that there's 400 different aspects of holy yearning, and there's also 400 aspects of unholy yearning. Since Esav came with 400 men, they each had a different aspect of unholy union. With another, some say El Yohan Navi, right? El Yohan Navi, he said El Yohan with the five. There's the Van Navi. It was Hey of Hanavi. El Yohan with the Hey of Hanavi is Hafaya Kesidron, right? Because you have Aleph Lamed El Yohan, and then you have Yud Kevav, and then Hanavi is another Hey. So that's the Shem of Ayah. Navi is 63, which is the same Shem Sad, from whence comes Parnosa. So you have Kel Elio with Aleph Lamed, then Yud Kevo, and then Hanabi is another Hey. So you say this Kel Havaya, this Aleph Lamed, and then Yud Kevo K has a numerical value of Ochel, which means food, sustenance. Zohar also connotes very powerful things. So, Bayavud and Ekivud and Latov, there's also this different Shemus. He said, my father would say, Pasach Elio. There's a politic in the Zohar, Tikkun Zohar, which many Svarim say before Mincha, at least some before Shabbat 2, very deep Kabbalistic little part of the Zohar. So, he said, my father would say this, because it's from Elio and Navi, before saying 130 times Elio and Navi, Zohar Latov. So, and that's our custom. He says, if you say it six times, Yamatim Kol Achai in there, there's a verse. He says, six times, six spheres, that's how he explains. So here we have a Bechina of. Do you have a pen? Here we have a Bechina of. Shemus HaTzadikim. Shemus HaTzadikim. I was once speaking with somebody who was not exactly Hasidic, she was the opposite of Hasidic. And he said, what in this thing, Shemus HaTzadikim, what possible source can you have for it? So I said, well, first of all, you know, how can you actually say Shemus HaTzadikim? He says, what? He doesn't say Shemus HaTzadikim. So I said, he does. When he wakes up in the morning, you're not alone. So he starts to say the names. The various Tanama and Moroi, and he's holding as he's washing his hands. He's called Dani, wash his hands until he's ready to wash his hands or whatever he's doing. Goes through a little time, or when he wakes up and wants to go back to sleep, whatever it is, he doesn't know if he's allowed to think and learn it because he feels like to grow, he's not allowed to think and learn it without Brix Torah. He doesn't know if he can make Brix Torah, he just says the names. So he explained, why did he say the names? He said a parable. He said, I heard of the person, that this person will be my, you'll understand why. He said, once, this person was in the Russian army, and he just started learning the names of various Tanaim and Moroim. So when they asked him, why are you doing that? He said, in the army, you have to know the names of all the great people, all the officers. You have to rattle off their names, because they're important. So I'm learning the names of the Talmud scholars, and rattling them off, they're important. But he's certainly talking about Shemus HaTzadikim. It's also in the Shema Kodesh. The Shema Kodesh says that certain times you need a lot of Siyata Nishmaya. You should say Adam Chava, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Lotho, Rivka, Lena. So he doesn't say the names. The other he's just saying the names, the power to do things. He really, both brethren, he says, all to be conveyed. They're the only things in the world, so you need to connect to their pathway by sending them. The name is the essence of the person. So you should set up your table on Motzei Shabbos with Lechem Mishnah, he says. If you have it. It's proper to have some warm food and a warm drink and to take a warm bath or wash with warm at least. So because it brings to healing, not to Gemara really. The Gemara is not so clear what we're talking about. Chamin, what's chamin? Something warm, so maybe they have a drink at least. So they have any, he says, every chamin, hot bread, tea, hot drink, and washing in hot water.
Says,
Before Shabbos, after Shabbos?
After. Matzi Shabbos.
Okay.
So he says, Rav Malki says, a piece sold, you need to have two chalas for Rav Malki also. Two chalas. So we have Rav Malki in order to draw the light of the meals of Shabbos on my food during the week. As the Ari explains. Some try to bring something new, a new fruit, something, a new kind of sweet or something. But he didn't have on Shabbos. So it's got a very powerful, powerful milah. It saves this meal saved from Kibbutz HaKever, from suffering in the grave. The name of, it said, it's brings the merit of David HaMelech. And he says the whole thing, what said before, as he says, also there are nothing to do him. So you should talk, you should say something about the Ramelech, the list of Ramelech at his meal. He said you also should learn Torahs, and by us we say again, Pesach Eliyahu, because he's the one who ushers in David HaMelech and Mashiach. So therefore, Pesach Eliyahu is the right what one says. That's why we always ask about Malchus based David, so I can have Torah. Make us happy, Hashem with Eliyahu Navi and Malchus based David. The two are together. Eliyahu, he says, is 52. David HaMelech is 14. Together they're Nadiv. Everyone's waiting, the verse says, to see the face of Nadiv. That's David and Eliyahu. Right? Yudala is, and Nunbez is Nadiv. But you have to have Achdus and Sukkah, that's what it's called, all the neighbors, all the friends are waiting. Because you have to have Achdus and Sukkah. So also Ishmatan, and Kolarel Ishmatan, all who are friends to the Ishmatan means a person who gives Sukkah freely. Markov was Ami, right, that brings the vehicle of Hashem, the nation of Hashem to your vehicle. That it depends all on the deed, which is David HaMelech and Eliyahu. That's how he explains. Because you're really talking about the rule, and many people would really. One explanation of why we document Eliyahu Navi is because Shabbos, Mashiach can't come, but after Shabbos it's already possible. So therefore we're yearning. Therefore I'm yearning for Mashiach after Shabbos. One Shabbos of Chaim is very powerful. Powerful Rashi often spoke about Gula. He spoke about Gula. He said, you know, every single sign our sages say about Gula has happened. There's no money, people are having tremendous food, so all the signs are happening. Why is Mashiach coming? We need Mashiach. He said, we have to look back and learn from the Exodus from Egypt. And the Exodus from Egypt said, everything was ready, but until they cried out, until they still cried and people cried out with the whole heart, Mashiach didn't come. So the Medrash even says, there was a lady mixing the cement, they had to go get the straw, and she lost her child in the cement, and she cried out very strongly, and that came, Michal came down, the angel, he brought to Hashem, he said, see what's going on down there. So Hashem said, okay, so you have to bring the Gula. So he said, you see, we have to cry out. So how can we get the Jewish people to cry out to Hashem? Bring us the Gula already, please. He said, you know, it's very simple. It's a simple answer. He said, I want to go to the Chaim Oiz in Vilna. We're going to write all this up, and he'll sign it. I'll sign it, and people will see how serious it is, and it really is the time, and they'll do it. They'll cry out. Now he started waiting on Shabbos, waiting for after Shabbos. After Shabbos, he made Abdullah, and he said, okay, call a wagon driver. I'm going to Vilna. Now the whole time was over 90. He was very frail. It might have been the summer, right? It's the summer, they finished Shabbos at 12. was a lot of rain, it was like mud, it was very bumpy roads. He could literally not survive the ride. It was a pretty long ride from Rotten to Vilna. So there's no trains now. Just going there, get a wagon, hire a wagon. Like, what? They're like, they're great. What's going to happen? So they called it a brook bear. He was in a town, a resort-like town, so sort of recovering, get his strength back. So it wasn't a run. So the buff bear was there, lived it. Famous buff bear. And he went over to the time, he said, listen, I don't think it's so worthwhile to travel so at night. The Gemara says a person should travel Pitov in the morning, should travel at night, it's dangerous. So the whole time said, I don't understand. And if someone has a fire in his house, he also stays home? There's a fire. You go running, you go where you need to go. What do you mean? So there's a fire. We need Mashiach. I have to go, I'm out. He said, I still think you can wait till the morning. He said, I thought that you would be assisting me here to try and be Mashiach, not getting in my way. So abruptly, that was it. He didn't say anything more. He walked like, what could he say? Okay. So they went to the wagon driver, the old wagon driver, and they paid him off not to come. He said, well, for you won't survive the trip. We'll give you money, you don't come, you tell me you can't. He said, I can't, I this, I don't know, the morning. So the time said, it's too late already. Forget it. If I left on time, I could have done something. Now I can't do anything anymore. This time, Shem Bechina, Motziv Shabbos, we're all waiting, we're all wanting, something to bring, it's Chosim Shabbos. We want to bring Mashiach. After Shabbos, we want to be Zochet to draw down the light of Mashiach, and bring Mashiach, actually bring Mashiach. That's a very, very powerful thing. Once it's already available, after Chatzos, whatever exactly it was, the time was too late. The morning was too late. Once the Shabbos, maybe you would have gotten there in a couple of hours, could have ridden on the coach, wouldn't make it dangerous to jump and bumping around. He would have managed a couple of hours ride and get there before Chatzos, and there, starting before Chatzos, and that's when it's going to work. Who knows what he knew? Who knows what he understood? Since too late already, I can't. Which, from our perspective, what's the difference? The difference. Once the Shabbos, the time to draw down the Guru. And that's what we're told. Like, so they say, I don't know, be able to bring down the Guru's mirrors. The rest of you see these beautiful, beautiful spheres. Beautiful spheres. Ay. And of course, a person, we are so called to redemption, and the person merits redemption in his personal life as well. That's why we say the Shami says that all these different gates open up on Motzei Shabbos. Shari Ora, the gate of light. Shari, the gate of light. Rishon B'Shamim. All sorts of different wonderful Torahs, tender, holiness, goodness, purity. Joy, it's all Motzei Shabbos. Big, big, big time. Bring Shabbos in. Bring the Shabbos in. That's what we want to do. Learn Shabbos, we don't begin to understand what is Shabbos. We have to at least Motzei Shabbos try to, I think this Billy Rebbe would say, if Shabbos didn't go so well, at least Motzei Shabbos trying to make it up, you know? We have to make a Ramalka, we have to do our best to sing the songs, to be really connected, at least connect to Shabbos that way, at that time. Not to be disconnected, be connected. The Chidah says,
can we do this now?
Sure, we should. Make a meal.
No, I'm talking about bringing in Mashiach now.
We can. We can. We just have to hope Hashem will help us. Every little bit counts. Chofetz Chaim knew when and what. Sometimes you have a simple person, and he's the one who can do it. You know, the Rebbe said that the simple folk are going to bring Mashiach. He said, why? How come they're going to bring Mashiach? He said, because like this. I'll tell you the story. So once there was a king. And the king, this king, he had a rebellion. He had to run away from the palace. And all the officers are looking for where's the king, as they're supposed to rebellion. But they can't find him. A simple guy found him. And he brought him to his house, brought the king to his house, and gave him food. It was simple food. But that was what there was. He was hungry before. He had the food. He gave him a simple place to sleep. It was a simple place. He gave his clothes, simple clothes. At least he has clean clothes, good clothes. Next day, or whatever it was, the officers came to bring the king. So he said, listen, this simple guy, he rode me on his horse to his house. He gave me a simple fare. He's the one who's going to bring me to the palace and crown me. You guys didn't find me. You were unable to help me. I was alone in the woods. And he's the one who recovered me. He's the one who saved me. So he'll do it. The Rebbe says the same thing. The simple folk, very precious, is going to become, this show is going to be tests. It's going to be very hard to hold on to your moon in times to come. So, but the simple, simple people, they're going to manage it. They'll be fine. They're going to be the ones who hold on, and they're going to be the ones who crown Mashiach. That's what the Rebbe said. So we're going to do the recapture of the Kodesh. So we have to realize that we can do it. Anything's possible. We have no idea what we can do, how we can do. We just have to do our best. Let's shout this simply. trying to sing the songs or whatever it is, trying to sing about the Torah, connect to the light of Elyon Navi, connect to Hashem, and do this way, do that way, whatever way we can. Try to make it up to Shabbos, try to connect to Hashem through the light of Shabbos and bring the Gula. The Chidah says, in the name of the Kamanash Yashem. It's improper to do anything you don't need to before Malka. Meaning, he said you can make food, but other malachas, even if you made Abdullah, it's worth waiting on and just get little things on, so bad, but just not to get involved in something else. Don't prepare your car for a few hours, then you Malka, even on Malka right away. What Torah learning is also okay. The Achronim say do not remove your Shabbos clothes until after the fourth meal. Now, it's time you have 4 hours into the night. When you're benching, you say Migdol. He said, listen, 4 hours is only the best way to do it. He said, but you have until midnight for sure. You have until midnight, halachically, certainly, like Chatzos Laila. So if you couldn't do it till Chatzos, do it. The Ari says in Shah Kabbalah that the light of Shabbos remains till Chatzos. Therefore, don't say Vidui on Matzah Shabbos before Chatzos. It's like Shabbos. Kriyish Malamita, if you want to sleep before Chatzos, don't say Vidui. The Ben Ish Chai says anybody who doesn't have a fourth meal, it's as if he didn't eat his third meal on Shabbos. That's the proper. But they look at it and say, why did he eat the third meal? So he won't be hungry in the night. He was eating for the night. That's not proper. Not for the honor of Shabbos. Therefore, people who fast many days in one shot, 2, 3, 4 days, or a whole week, you're not allowed, it's forbidden to start such a fast Motzei Shabbos because you need to eat enough Malka. If you can't eat, nevertheless, set up your table and let people's household eat. And you should do whatever you can, have a little bit, whatever you can. The Kabbalah said that there is a bone, it's in the person. Jew has a bone that doesn't get anything from food except on Mishmeel. This bone stays whole and strong and remains complete. In the grave, it doesn't decompose. That's why it's called Nuskoi or Luz. Or Sueli says it's called. From this bone will be rebuilt the body and with the resurrection. Those who are cleaved to Hashem, to God, will have life to stay. That means that we need to cleave to Hashem. He said every Jew has this thing intact and stays. Now, Ari Kaplan actually says possibly means some part of DNA which we can't even see right now. So maybe there's an element of DNA that just stays extant and can be traced and found no matter how decomposed the body is. It's possible. I certainly wouldn't know. That's one way of looking at it. The Gro explains that you have to be careful when you're eating mitzvah meals. When you eat a mitzvah meal, it's very easy to sort of spread out into not mitzvah meal. Meaning, if you have a really sumptuous meal, then a poor sumptuous meal at night. And what happens is, you're going to get used to eating a lot, and come Sunday, you'll also have a little too much. So you have to be very careful. It's a mitzvah to eat, but I shouldn't be eating. I don't eat and say, I'm eating now. I'm going to eat now. I need it for sustenance or whatever, and it's overeating. He has to be very careful not to overeat. That's what the Gro explains. So you have to be careful not to overeat, but you should honor Shabbos. You don't have to have too much. You should have something, a little bit of hot bread, a little bit of fish, maybe something little. cake, something, not to be just some gigantic meal, it could be a little something, but you should eat before the blood. I want to make sure that happens. Alright, so we're done with Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of the Lord?
Yeah.
Okay, so, so this is...
We continue the Spirit of the Lord if you want to.
Okay, Spirit of the Lord. Okay.
So it's just the last bit about the fourth meal. So it says, eating the fortune is the one who eats the fourth meal. This is what Chem Tzion says. In this matter, he will have, the Zohar in Truma says, he will have a table set for him in Gan Eden when the time comes. And also after the resurrection, after Tchias HaMesim. He said, and most importantly, partaking of the meal which Hashem set up for the tzaddikim when the time comes. We want to connect to that light. Should say Torah on the table. He says, if you do, you'll also hear Hashem's Torah he's going to say at that meal, whatever that means. Get a very great bliss, and spiritual bliss. That's what the Message from Kochan says a little bit about this meal. If a person who does not do this meal loses a great deal of good, he loses out on a lot. He said, the person who does it is wonderful. He says, also you should have two breads. Since the Or Chozer is a returning light. Now that he did the meals of Shabbos, he wants to get the light and bring it in a little bit to the week. That's what the Chem Tzion explains. She did a little bit about what this meal is about. Oh, Hashem helps. He's open to all these wonderful.
It's like two kiddush rolls.
Two kiddush rolls, yeah.
Salads.
You can, but two kiddush rolls is enough. If the person says, I can't eat anything, I can't go eat a meal. So, you know, you can eat two kiddush rolls. You can eat probably even one. It depends how big the kiddush roll will be.
Yeah.
Chances are even one is enough.
Okay.
I think we're done with that's the end of